I'm going to invite some of our men to come and prepare to serve us communion. This is a time where we follow Jesus and remember what he did for us. Celebrate the gospel that Jesus, although completely sinless, died as a sinner, bearing not his own sins because he had none. He took my shame. He took my guilt. He took what should have come to me as I stand before a holy God who is perfect and just and righteous and good and has given me every good thing to enjoy. And I spat in his face and I rebelled against him. And I did everything he told me I shouldn't do. I abused this body, used it as an instrument of sin instead of something to bring him glory. And all that shame, all that guilt, is placed on Jesus on the cross. He took it willingly so that I could be washed clean and made new. Have you allowed him to take your shame, bear your reproach, what rightly should have come to you, wrongly was placed on Jesus, but he gladly accepted it so that you could be clean and today enjoy a relationship restored, reconciled to him? If you haven't received that as a gift, simply say, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I recognize I'm a rebel against you. I have brought shame on your holy name. Would you forgive me? Would you make me new? Would you wash me clean? Not because I'm a good person, but because Jesus paid my price. Simply cry right where you're at, right in your heart, right now. Jesus, save me, because I need saving. I'm in trouble. He died on the cross. His body was broken. That's what the bread reminds us of. His blood was poured out on the cross. That's what the juice is representing. And we take that. We say, I need that because I'm a sinner and my only hope is God's free gift of grace. If you're a believer in Jesus, if you're depending completely and only on what Jesus did for you on the cross, you're welcome to remember with us, take bread as you're served, take a cup of juice, reflect on what he did for you. As you hold those in your hand, once we've all been served, we'll receive that together as the body of Christ. Oh, Jesus, what can we say? But thank you for taking my place, for taking my shame, my guilt, my sin. For dying the death I deserve. So washed clean, made new, accepted, I could enjoy relationship with the Father. We recognize and receive it as a gift, but we acknowledge the infinite price you paid to purchase the gift so that you could give it freely to us. Thank you. Thank you for who you are, Jesus. Thank you for what you came to do. Thank you that you did it for me. I don't deserve it. I didn't earn it. I never could. But I'll take it. Thank you. His body broken for you. Take and eat. His blood, the blood of the new covenant poured out to wash us clean, to make us new to drink.